You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. With a $10 billion fund, Jeff Bezos can control the planet's future. In an Instagram post this week, the world's richest man committed $10 billion of his personal fortune to set up the new Bezos Earth Fund, which will support scientists, activists, NGOs, any effort that offers a real possibility to help preserve and protect the natural world. While it's not clear exactly how the money will be spent, the amount easily dwarfs the $4 billion that 29 philanthropic organizations pledged to fight climate change in 2018, the largest investment of its kind at the time, and it could end up shaping the very nature of the climate movement. Bluetooth-related flaws threaten dozens of medical devices. Researchers from Singapore University of Technology and Design discovered 12 new Bluetooth bugs that potentially expose more than 480 devices, from fitness trackers and smart locks to medical tools and implants. These particular bugs can't be exploited over the internet, but a hacker within radio range can launch attacks to crash devices, disable their connection, or, in some cases, take them over. And now for today's fast fact. 542. That's how many of the 2,666 passengers aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship became infected with the COVID-19 virus, which has infected 75,000 people worldwide. The 2-week trip left port on January 20th, and passengers spent 2 weeks in onboard quarantine. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.